This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the Divest DAPL campaign, work at the state capitol to recognize the rights of Native people, and a Fond du Lac staple is recognized for his 37-year career in healthcare.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. President Donald Trump recently announced his support for expediting the construction of the section of the Dakota Access Pipeline that would run near to Standing Rock Sioux tribal lands. Water protectors connected to Standing Rock continue their work to stop or move the pipeline. Reporter Melissa Townsend talked with an organizer of the Defund DAPL campaign.
Dear Tim Sloan, CEO of Wells Fargo, I'm writing to inform you that I'm withdrawing all my funds from your institution and closing my accounts. I'll work tirelessly to convince others to join me in doing so until your institution ceases investing in Sunoco Logistics, Energy Transfer Partners, and Energy Transfer Equity.
That's Caleb Buchbinder, co-founder of Defund DAPL. It's a movement of people and organizations withdrawing their money from banks that are directly invested in pipelines around the country, including the Dakota Access Pipeline. Buchbinder, who is not Native, says the Defund DAPL idea was born in the camps at Standing Rock this summer.
One day, another gentleman in the camps came to the fire. You know, the fire is where all the communication would happen. And he said, I'm thinking about trying to do this campaign, Defund DAPL, and get people to close their accounts. And he felt like that was a meaningful action that he could take. We started bringing it to different elders in the camp and different organizers. And everyone who we talked about it with was like, yeah, that's a great thing, and that kind of makes sense.
The campaign launched on November 25th, 2016, and so far, organizers estimate over $53 million has been pulled from banks that support the Dakota Access Pipeline. The number is mostly self-reported, and it's pretty hard to verify. But Caleb Buchbinder says he's confident that it's an underestimate of the amount of money that's been divested.
That's the number which has come through our tracker itself, but you know, our movement's much, much larger than that one website.
That website is defunddapple.org. It has tools for those who want to move their money and information on the campaign. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
As state legislators continue their work at the Capitol, many tribes and nonprofit groups are advocating for policies that support Natives and people of color. One of those groups, Voices for Racial Justice, is centering its legislative agenda around the rights of Indigenous people. Their recent racial equity agenda for the legislature states all racial equity work begins with recognition and respect for the First People of Minnesota. The group recently released the agenda at a rally in the state capitol rotunda. Gabriela Anias Deal Marquez is the Youth Organizing Director at Voices for Racial Justice.
Because we are on stolen land, especially for those of us that are trying to make change in this land, we continue to center the voices of Indigenous people here and also Indigenous organizers that continue to fight the fight for tribal sovereignty.
Policy priorities include protecting wild rice, supporting tribes moving land into trust, and stopping sulfide mining on tribal lands. More than 50 groups statewide signed on to support the policy agenda. In the better late than never category, on January 18th, Governor Mark Dayton declared it Phil Norgard Day. Norgard was the Director of Human Services for the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and on the 18th, he retired after 37 years of service. When Norgard began his career at Fond du Lac, the Human Service Division had only 4 staff and an annual budget of $250,000. During his tenure, the division grew to 325 employees working in Minneapolis, Duluth, and Cloquet. Its annual budget is now $43 million. Norgard has been recognized nationally as a key policy expert for healthcare reform in Indian Country, particularly with the Medicare Modernization Act, the Affordable Care Act, and the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act. Norgard also served on the Minsure Board of Directors, where he helped guide the state's adaptation of Obamacare. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.